Good morning. So after we figure out the Kabbalah HaMitzvos, after we've coronated the king, after we've gone ahead and prepared all our work, what are we saying when we declare Hishamru Lachem Pen Yiftel Levavchem, that you should be careful lest your heart be strayed? What can stray our hearts? We're standing in front of the king. He tells us what we're supposed to think. He gives us the opportunity to put the crown on his head, and he's the Melech Kol HaOlam. Why, he's the king of the whole world. Why are we so worried and so concerned? Pen Yiftel Levavchem. Are we so fickle that our hearts just simply come ahead and get swayed? And what is the whole idea? What's going to get strayed when we stray? When we see something beautiful, we have the ability to turn it towards God. So where are we going to get strayed? In next week's Parsha, Parshas Nitzavim, we find the answer. God tells us through Moshe Rabbeinu, Ki atem yedatem eis asher yashavnu be'eretz Mitzrayim. You know what happened when you were living in Eretz Mitzrayim. And what did you see there? Vatiru esh shikutzehem meskilu lehem, eitzvo even kesef ezahab asher imahem. You looked out. You saw their most disgusting things, their avodah zarah, the wood and the stone, and the silver and the gold. Pen yesh b'chem isha isha mishpacho shevet asher levavo ponei yom eim Hashem Elokeinu. Maybe there is somebody, a man or a woman, member of the family, a whole shevet, which decides, ponei, pen yifteh, same idea, they're going to get strayed. Where and how is that stray going to happen? Says Rav Volbi, that you need to understand, there's one thing. You know what it is? It's the theme of assimilation. When the nations of the world look at the Jewish people and they say, ah, there go that primitive people, those people who aren't modern, they don't merit to serve the great Eliel, the Avodah Zarah that we have. There's nothing more difficult to handle than being boxed as not being modern. Be comfortable, be modern is not a healthy Jewish attitude. Be Jewish, be comfortable, serve God. That's a healthy attitude. If we turn around and we place modernity and modern ethics ahead of God's message and the way God wants us to look out on the world, we better be worried, pen yiftel levavchem. Because once we get opened up in that direction, v'sartem v'avadetem Elohim achirim, we can go ahead and wind up serving foreign gods, because we will lose, and then when we lose, we get exiled. Mind, please, mindfully be aware that when we get involved in our world at large, we are not told to choose either God or modern convenience. What we're told is be careful not to choose a philosophy that places modernity above the will of Hashem. Nowhere is this more apparent than in the world we live in today, where religion and progressivism are determined to be two distinct opposites. That's not the way we operate. To coronate the king in the current year, 5780, what we need to do is Tehei Shnas Piniyah. We have to be able not to be Poneh Me'im Hashem, but to be Poneh El Hashem, to turn towards God, to make it our business that whatever we do, we look out onto the modern world, not with a fear and noticing that it is antithetical to God, but rather with a wonderment and a sense of awe when we realize that He controls this great, wonderful world at this great, wonderful time. He's in charge, and He will always be in charge. If we do that, we are indeed being successful in the mission of coronating the King, Kesiva Bachasima Tova.